It's everyone's favorite time of the week, the Louis Locks, where we tell you which teams will absolutely, no doubt about it, win and or cover the spread, and you make money. Although, we are on a little bit of a cold streak that we must acknowledge, Mr. Monas.
I think it's the middle of the season. We're a little worn down. It's like the Bills against Jacksonville. The Rams look like a disaster. It's the middle
acting
of the
like
season.
We don't care, as Shaquille Griffin said, right? We're acting like we don't care out there.
We got a rebound. You know, we got to take a breather here. Let's get back on track. We have a long season ahead of us. Let's get back to our winning ways. We can turn this around this week, right now.
All right. Get us started, as always, Jim.
Okay.
Lock it in. My
first game is going to be the Indianapolis Colts minus 10.5 against the great Jacksonville Jaguars, who just won a game throwing for 118 yards and scored 9 points in the NFL, and they won a football game. I'm not buying it. I'm going Colts. My next game, the Atlanta Falcons getting 9 points against Dallas. The Atlanta Falcons can score some points a little bit. Matt Ryan has played really well this year. I'm going to take my shot here with a team getting a good offense that can score. You're getting 9. That's going to be my second game and my last game. Monday Night Football, we got to wait, but it's going to be the Rams -4 against the 49ers. That was an embarrassing. That was bad for the Rams last week. Mm-hmm. And I always like when teams really look bad like they did. Especially on national TV, they usually tend to come back pretty strong. So those are my three: Colts, Falcons, and Rams.
I like it. Any quick thoughts on Odell Beckham? I mean, we went long with Seneca. I wanted to get into Odell a little bit.
He's going to the right spot. He's going to the all-in team that you don't have to be. Yay. Just fit in, go catch the ball, run the route. You don't have to be the star. That's not what McVay's looking for. Just get open, make a play. I like it.
I would have taken the cheese curds over Los Angeles, but you know, lifestyle in Wisconsin versus Southern California.
LA, that's Beckham. Beckham.
A lot of taxes out there. No thanks. All right.
He's doing all right.
Again.
Okay.
Yeah, he can probably pay those taxes. He can probably pay those.
I think Odell's gonna be all right.
All right. I'm gonna start off. I'm working backwards. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs. At -2.5. The Raiders are not a good football team. I think they have reached their annual point of the season where they just kind of stink. John Gruden isn't there. Usually it's Gruden wearing the hell out of the team by this point, but
yeah,
really ugly against the Giants. I'm sure you caught that game. It was not good. It was not good. So
Carr was awful. Yeah.
Yep, we're going to go Mahomes doesn't look good himself, but
no,
we're due for an explosion, right? I don't know.
No,
you can see why they're struggling with the way teams are playing them, but I just feel like he's going to erupt at some point.
It's time.
You know what? I'm going to go Denver. I know they're favored by 2.5 against Philly. Denver's a good team. I really think Denver is a solid above average football team, you know.
I like it.
Good defense, good running game. Teddy Bridgewater is going to make you pay if you let a safety creep up into the box. They're going to beat Philly by more than 2.5. And for my last one, we've got a lot of blowouts on hand here. We're Dan Campbell fans on this podcast.
Well, we took them. I tell you, we took them. They got blasted.
Remember before the season when their win total was at like, 4.5?
I took the over. I have that. Because I said they can't be. I mean, come on. They are pathetic. I took the over for the season. But we took them against Philly. Here's a good old gambling thing. Sometimes we say Dan Campbell owes us, since we both took him against Philly. And got no effort. He owes us a good effort. So, are you taking?
I'm not taking him.
I thought you were taking Detroit.
I'm taking my Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's the grossest team I've ever seen.
I know. I'm taking the favorites. Hey,
how did they just win? Did they really win that game the other night?
I think it's about time you started believing, Jim. I think I think it's time. They're a well-coached team. Their defense, three, 4 weeks ago, their defense is only going to get better with Mike Tomlin. All these young players, they're only going to get better. They'll figure out a way to manufacture enough offense. Najee Harris looks really good. Lions are a bad team.
They're bad. I like Steelers. Going chalk. You got Steelers, Chiefs, and who was your third? Steelers, Chiefs, and Denver.
In Denver.
Nice, man. Let's go. Back on track.
All right,
let's
everyone. Take these picks to the nearest casino and don't blame us if you lose money. Thanks, everyone.